Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm the director at the School of Qi Energy Heals. At the School of Qi Energy Heals, we have many students that have gone through all 4 years, and each year they experience different levels of healing based upon the energy that they build up via their nerve fiber system. And today I have with me Jack, and Jack is a graduate of 4 years. And in fact, he's in his fifth year of doing this on his own, but still comes back for private training lessons and keeps on track with what he's doing because he has experienced things that just keeps him right in alignment with healing himself and with others. Jack, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing so wonderful. Thank you for asking, Sifu Cicero.
You know, Jack, the folks probably want to know, what brought you to look for a healing school to begin with? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. For me, I had contracted cancer at what I would still consider a young age, about 8 years ago now. I was in such pain and torment. After they had given to me chemo, it absolutely destroyed my joints and muscles. And when I'd wake up, I would walk like an old man. I was very stiff, kind of hunched over. And I still consider myself very young. So this was a major problem. Plus, growing up, I was very athletic. So to be stiff, sore, chronically, that was a problem for me. So I started to do some research, and I came across Sifu Jones. And from that day forward, my life has taken a turn, and the journey has been wonderful.
When you first entered into the school and you started doing the nerve fiber building and you kind of gone through year one and we taught you how to use it in a healing for the level that you built up to, did you heal yourself in any particular way, and did you run across anybody else that you happened to use the healing method on?
Absolutely. First, allow me to say, I was very, very green. I had no idea what energy work was about. The furthest I had ever tampered with energy work was I tried and made an attempt at doing remote viewing. And moderately successful, but had no mentoring, none whatsoever. And so that just kind of fell by the wayside. My commitment failed, and that's one thing that I can honestly say about the school is if you commit to the school will commit back to you. Anyhow, I had all this pain, and in my first year, I was able to get the pain to a level that I could at least tolerate, and I was no longer getting out of bed like an old man. I could get out of bed, stretch, and then I could actually exercise, whereas before, the School of Qi Energy Heals, I could not do that. I couldn't exercise. I could barely make it upstairs. I was in a bad way. So then further on, bumps and bruises came along with various people that I knew, and they saw what had happened to me. So they would ask me to do little bits of work here and there. And with the knowledge that I had in year one, I guess my greatest feat, if you will, was when someone very close to me came to me in a lot of pain. He was asking me for help. I went over to his house. I didn't know how to do remote healing at that time. Otherwise, I would have done that. And I just saw the success of that not too long ago. Anyway, I went to his house, did cool, good feeling work on him, and removed pain, which got him through the weekend so he could go see a doctor. When he saw the doctor said, oh, you have a blood clot in your leg. It's funny because you should be having a lot of pain. And he was pain-free, and that was my goal, was to make him pain-free, and we were all happy and rejoiced.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And then you slid into year two, and you found that it was an entirely different way of building up the energy into another specialized form, and then we introduced you to another level of healing. So year two is very different than year one in terms of the power going up and then the gentle way that you actually have to use this power without force. Did you now feel a different level of energy coming back to you in different ways?
Year two was when I realized that this was not monkey business. This was serious, that I had to cool down. Otherwise, I was going to hurt myself or a loved one. And that's when I began to take it seriously, because I could definitely feel a difference between year one and year two. There was, I won't use the word spike, but there was an increase in energy. And it demanded that we cool down even more.
Did you find in the area where you had the previous cancer, did you find that it worked, the form worked better through the area and had a more complete cool down process and recovery process in terms of, I guess what I'm asking is, how did it affect the area in year two where you had the cancer?
Well, at first, being a little bit driven by testosterone, I actually was trying to force energy into that area, and realizing the newfound power that I could work with. And we know that is yanging, and I quickly realized that was a mistake. I actually, to be honest with you, left it alone for a long period of time. And then when I had a better understanding, I started to guide healing energy into my throat. And that's when a lot of answers started to come to me. Ideas, revelations, insights of how to deal with my throat, because there's a lot of adversity that comes along with how the doctor surgically removed my voice box.
You know, removing that from the area is, in so many ways, on different levels, through its own repair itself and learning how to talk differently and getting used to a different tone of voice was challenging enough. And yet you kept moving on and going through the training every day. And when you arrived into year three, your instructor year, I know you had a better understanding because we even worked closer during that time frame and I got to know you better. What happened in year three?
This was when I grew in confidence and knew that I could cool things down. I was beginning to see atmosphere changes where I went, and like Sifu Brown, children were starting to be drawn to me in one particular case, and I guess it's a good place to introduce Micah. We have him in piano, and I took him to his piano class, and there was a girl there, a young girl, 4 years old. Micah was 4.5, 5. And she was typically shy, and I have an imposing energy. And that's what the School of Qi Energy Heals was helping me do, is reduce that imposing energy. And so I decided, this girl's kind of afraid of me, I'm going to test this. And what I did was put the cool energy out and remotely guided 3 screens down her little body. And next thing I know, she was warming up to me like I was Santa Claus. It was really adorable. I loved it.
And you knew that also based on learning things about the physiological part of the body with energy work, and that when you have this kind of cool form that you've developed in a really easy step-by-step way, it affects the body's pheromones. Nobody really takes pheromones very seriously with energy work. But if you don't cool the body down as you build up different load levels of these biophotons, you're burning your pheromones. And what you did is you turned it around. You not only used cooler pheromones, but you did a healing form right through her body, and you released serotonin in her.
That is absolutely correct. Her little eyes were like puppy dog eyes, and she just looked at me and smiled, and her being was affected. In fact, the whole room became like the teacher had air conditioning on, and I heard Sifu Johns mention that once, or a couple times, actually. I was pretty happy. I was very happy.
Well, Jack, I know we talked privately before this phone call here that we're recording, and you talked about healing many different people through the 3 years before you got into your fourth year. If you can think back on any of them, which one would you bring up?
That's a great question. My mother. My mother had pneumonia, and she didn't know it. And when I walked into her house, I said, oh, boy, it's just way too hot in here. This is not right. So I could feel into it because I could see she was not doing well, and I felt into that heat. And I immediately cooled that down, and we ran some screens down her. And she looked at me, and she goes, I'm healed. I'm better. And it was all gone. And I said, wonderful. And we rejoiced, and we were happy. And on my way, I went.
I can't tell you. That's the perfect story. I've not heard this one before. But that's how quickly electricity can work at a professional level. And you tuned right into it, and she was accepting. The whole thing switched around. And it seems magical, but look at all the time and effort you put into training just to have something that went instantly away.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, Jack, I thank you so much because you're going to do a part two, and we're going to talk about Micah, who's your grandson, and what happened with him, and continue into your healing stories. So I thank you for this part one talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.